You ever play the what if game? You know, if I just had this, then I'd be content. Then I'd be happy. We have a tendency to postpone contentment. We like to think that, you know, I don't have it right now, but I'm going to. Just as soon as I, whatever. That condition is so common that it's got its own street name, the greener grass syndrome. We're always looking for something else, the good life. It's within my grasp, almost. All I need to do is get that nice raise, and then I'll be content. Then things will be working well for me. Or maybe it's a house across town. You know, the pretty one with 500 more square feet space, and you can spread out a little bit, and nice fenced-in backyard, and better school district, and less traffic, and then I'll be content. I know I would be content there. Sometimes there's a chronological component to it. You know, I'll be happy when the kids get out of diapers. And if not then, I'll be happy when they all go to school and my life becomes simpler. And then I know I'll be happy when the kids get out of the house and all my problems are over. I'll be content then. You know, I've been told if you live long enough, you realize that you should have just enjoyed the good days while you had them instead of thinking they're coming next. Just take what you got. That's why so much of what Paul writes just challenges us and makes us stop and think and look at. He doesn't allow us to just sit there and justify my restlessness with my feeble excuses about life that I wished I had. You know, if I just didn't have this medical condition or that medical condition, or Paul always challenges us. Just challenges us over and over and over. He tells us very plainly, Philippians, the fourth chapter, in verse number 11, he says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. He was in jail when he wrote this, folks. Whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. You know, you read that and you think, seriously, Paul? I mean, be real. Think about that for a minute. I think the key in what he writes is found two verses later. I'm going down to verse 13 of Philippians 4. And this is a verse that's quoted so often it's almost become a cliche. I suppose these words of Paul have been framed and hung on more walls than probably any other verse. We could probably all quote it. But do we know what it means? Well, I'm here to tell you, contrary to popular opinion, they don't mean that you can do anything you set your mind to. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he says in 4:13. Doesn't mean that God's always going to give you the strength to do whatever you choose. I'll never be able to hit a golf ball as far as Tiger Woods can. Just not going to happen. I'll never, ever be smart enough to teach a physics class in college. Just not going to happen. So what does it mean? I think what it means is found right there in the paragraph. Let's read those verses again. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased and know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Paul says, I can handle whatever life throws at me. Whatever it thorn in the flesh to jail cells. I can handle beatings to stonings. Because Jesus Christ strengthens me. He gives me the strength to be content regardless of what's going on around me. And boy, don't we all need to know that one. Because it's so easy to sit in our little corner and suck our thumb and say, oh, poor me. I can't do this. I can't do that. I wished I could do this, or I used to be able to do that. And I, wah, wah, wah. Paul says, I'm content, whatever state I am. Whatever state I am. I think understanding that is critical to having contentment in our life. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. No matter how hard you try, you'll never have contentment aside from the power of Jesus. Satan's just too strong. He's got too much invested in keeping you unhappy. That strengthens all of his draws, all of his temptations, builds up all of your problems because you're not content. So where do you stand today? Can you say, I'm content, or is it just around the corner? But just always out of reach. I can't get there. Paul tells us, stop making excuses. Turn our lives completely over to Jesus and embrace commitment to Him. Embrace it. A lot of bad stuff going on in this world right now. And I suppose it'll always be that way. Our grandparents had the Depression. My parents and in my generation had the Cold Wars. On and on and on it goes. We have to choose. Did you hear that word? Choose to submit everything we have, including our disposition to the one who saves us. I am just not going to let Satan discourage me and make me discontent. I can do all things. I can handle whatever life throws at me with the power that Jesus gives me. Oh, don't you ever think you can handle it by yourself. Because you're going to fail. I guarantee it. Satan is stronger than we are. Let's read that one more time. Not that I speak in regard to need. Paul said, you know, in the verse before that, I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though surely you did care, but you lacked the opportunity. In other words, I had needs, and folks, you weren't meeting them. I understand that, and I'm glad you started again, because there was some problem, some opportunity that you didn't have, and now you have. He said, not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned to be content. In whatever state I am, I know how to be abased. I know how to not have, not be able to do. I know how to have things stop me from doing what I... And he said, and I know how to abound. I know how to have the good times when everything seems to work and I seem to be able to do everything. I know how to do that. Everywhere in all things, I've learned both to be full, to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do it all. I can handle it all. I can do all things. I can handle abasement. I can handle abounding. I can handle the full and the hungry, abounding in the suffering of need. I can be content. Content. What a wonderful word that content is. You think about it. When's the last time you can say, I was really content? Just satisfied where I am. And not always reaching out for that next thing. I'm content. I can do it, and so can you. Through the power of Jesus Christ. And that comes to us, folks, through prayer. And through a study of His Word. Do you need help? Do you need prayers? Do you need your brothers and sisters to know your need so that they can pray with you and pray for you? Please give us that opportunity and do it right now while we stand and while we sing.